With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. The deadline has passed for mandated employees to provide proof of vaccination against COVID-19. Provincial civil servants were given until the end of November to have at least a first dose of vaccine or risk being put on unpaid leave from their jobs. In a release, Premier Tim Houston says he's been told there would be few disruptions to service, as 99% of provincial government employees have been vaccinated with at least one dose. The Department of Education and Early Childhood Development says some school bus routes in Halifax may be impacted, but those will be covered off by other drivers. Long-term care facilities across the province are keeping a close eye on the number of unvaccinated employees as well. The sector already struggles to maintain staffing levels, and anyone not reporting for work could affect care at those facilities. According to the Department of Seniors and Long-Term Care, the shortfall could be made up by offering full-time employment to existing casual and part-time workers. Employment agencies and traveling nurse staff could also be brought in. Just 20 exemptions to the vaccine mandate have been granted. Two of those came from the 134 human rights requests, and 18 exemptions were issued from 49 medical requests. Almost 85% of Nova Scotians have been vaccinated with one dose, and 81.3% are fully vaccinated. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.